One of the very popular programs on Wisconsin Public Television is Sewing with Nancy. Nancy Zeman, producer and host of Sewing with Nancy. She's been doing it for 30 years, which is unbelievable. That's a long run in television, I can tell you that for sure. But she's been doing it for that long and having a lot of fun, I think, doing it. And she's also, obviously, behind the scenes and behind the Wisconsin, the Quilt Expo, which is also coming up, and we'll be able to talk with her about the Quilt Expo as well. That's in Madison, September 6th through the 8th. And as always, there's lots and lots of things going on with it. Looking forward to hearing from you at 1-800-642-1234. Give us a call. You can also email us at talk@wpr.org if you have a question. And as a matter of fact, we've got some tickets to give away. So we got 10 pairs of tickets, kind of first come, first served. You need to ask a question. If you ask a question when you call at 1-800-642-1234, and you want a pair of tickets, we'll give you a pair, or you can also email us at talk@wpr.org. And if you have a question through email and you make it in time, we'll get you a pair of tickets lined up as well. What'll happen is we'll have your name and so forth at the will call booth at the Quilt Expo. You need to put if you email us at talk@wpr.org, if you email, please put tickets in the subject line and also include your name and a phone number in the message. So name, address, and phone number in the message. And the tickets will be again at the will call booth at the Quilt Expo. Nancy Zeman with us by phone today. Nancy, hi, how are you doing?
Good to talk to you again, Larry. I'm well, thank you.
I know you have a little injury with your foot.
Well, I broke my femur, actually, so it's my leg. So,
ouch.
Yeah, I'm mending. I'm mending well, so all is much better this week.
Well, you've been hosting Sewing with Nancy for 30 years.
Yeah.
Good Lord. For the past 20 years on Wisconsin Public Television, did you ever think you'd be doing it after all these years?
Absolutely, positively, no. But it, people have enjoyed learning, and I've enjoyed teaching, and it's a good combination.
Oh, man. And, I was thinking about this and thinking, boy, what has she seen for changes? A lot changed in the field over these decades?
Yes, technology, just like every other business, every other hobby, technology has definitely changed and made it much more, can do things much more technologically advanced, embroidery and so forth, and download designs from your computer and stitch them out, or you can digitize them yourselves. But then there's the things that stayed the same, basic sewing and creating with fabric and thread. So it's a little bit of the old with a little bit of the new. That's what I like about it.
Fran in Madison has a question for you. Hi, Fran.
I'm sorry if this was asked originally, but Nancy, how did you get interested in quilting, the very first get-go?
The first get-go, I started sewing at 10, farm girls, and during the early 1960s where, I joined the 4-H club, and I had a great aunt that did quilting, and so she used to tie quilts, and I can remember as a little girl being underneath the framed quilt and helping them pull through the yarn so that they could tie it. I have fond memories of that. So, it just kind of grew up with it.
The reason I ask is I've had my very first experience with quilts. I connected with a classmate from high school, and she's a quilter. Mm-hmm. And I had a bunch of T-shirts that my daughter saved, and I had seen a T-shirt quilt.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, man, this will be good. But I had no clue. So what she did was she choreographed each piece onto a basic piece and set it up.
Mm-hmm.
So that it could be quilted.
Framed it, right.
Yes. So then I had to go to a quilter. So I met a wonderful woman named Sue who quilted it for me.
A nice memory quilt.
So, So I had a very wonderful experience with my very first quilt, which is a T-shirt quilt.
Great.
Yeah, so thanks a lot for your show.
You're welcome.
Thanks, friend, Randy, excuse me, in Reedsburg. Your turn. Hi, Randy.
Hi, I'm Larry Anthony. I listen to your show all the time, Larry.
Thank you.
And hi. Yeah, and Nancy, I had the question. I guess you kind of answered it already, where you learned the sewing at. Did you go on to school then to, you know, for any?
Yes, my degree is in clothing, textiles, and design, plus journalism from UW Stout.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So it's been a good combination.
Oh, it's perfect. for what you've done. Thanks, Randy, yeah, for calling. Appreciate it. Karen in Madison. On to you now. Hi, Karen.
Hi. I wanted to ask you, what are the best source would be for fabrics from the 30s through the 60s? Because I'm interested in making really old-fashioned looking quilts.
There are retro fabrics. Do you want fabrics that were made during that time or fabrics that look like they were made at that time?
Whichever is the least expensive.
probably reproduction fabrics that you can purchase.
Okay.
And I know there will be some vendors at the Quilt Expo that will be carrying reproduction fabrics.
Oh.
There's a designer. Her name is Darlene Zimmerman. And you
okay.
could, she always comes out with great, the retro lines, and especially
okay.
the 30s and 40s.
So that's great.
Just walk around the expo and you will find things from contemporary to folk art to these reproductions.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. And Janet, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi.
Hello. What can we do for you today?
I've been looking at quilts and really have fallen in love with them, and then I've decided I'd like to try to get started myself, and I'm wondering, what's the best way to get started?
Just like anything else, when starting, start small. Don't make a queen-size quilt for your first project. Perhaps a small wall-hanging or baby quilt. Baby quilts are very popular. And I would highly recommend to take a class. At your local quilt or fabric store, see if there are some classes there that you could take, starting with a beginner class. They'll get you set up with the right tools to learn, and start slow, and you'll enjoy the process.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. We had an email. Oh, by the way, we've gone through our 10 pairs of tickets, just lickety-split. So we're done with the tickets. But
really?
Oh. Yeah, that was fast. Well, we still have lots of callers here with questions emailers ready to talk with you. An email from Kathy. I have an old comforter that was made with thick batting from my husband's pet lamb. This is an old question. She wanted to dry clean this wool.
Uh-huh.
Is that a good idea?
Well, what is more recommended than having it dry cleaned is to take apart the quilt, if it's not hand quilt, if it's tied, to take it apart and have the wool recarded. And there are, like, the Bemidji Woolen Mills, there is a woolen mill in Appleton that does this. But if, this is a little bit beyond my expertise, mm-hmm. but if it is, you could have it dry cleaned, it's for sure, but it's natural fibers, it may get a little stiff.
Ah.
That's the problem.
Okay.
And sometimes just laying it outside in a day like this without on grass, it almost cleans itself. I mean, not totally, but that's a good way in shade to put a quilt on grass and let the moisture and kind of the cleansing happen. It kind of sounds crazy, but it does work a little.
Ah. Mary in Belleville, thanks for calling. Hi.
Hi. I'm wondering if, Nancy, do you wash your quilting fabric before you cut it up? I know some people do and some people don't.
Well, honestly, I don't. I don't have time. Isn't that a bad excuse? It's a poor excuse, Mary. I rarely do, and I haven't had any issues. And just because the fabric today is greater quality. Now, if I was putting a white fabric, a solid white with red, that would be another story. But if they're within blending, within the same color family, and I don't really have any, I haven't had any issues at all.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks a lot for calling. And on to Arnold in Stoughton. Hi, Arnold, thank you for calling.
Hi, and thank you for taking my call. I have a friend who's a marathoner, and he's got enough T-shirts that he wants to make a quilt out of it. However, he has no experience in quilting, and I would like to know what you would... Would you recommend a class for him, or is there any classes being offered to the tech school, for instance? Or
That's what I would recommend. Yes, I don't know. You could check with your local technical school or local fabric stores, and there are patterns on making T-shirt quilts. It's because it's so popular; everyone loves to have the memory quilt, and it's very geometric. You know, you press something on the wrong side, so it stays a little more firm, and then you cut them square. So, yes, please do check out your technical school or your fabric department.
Now, is there material that's more conducive to this? I mean, he's got T-shirts that he's probably been running for 30 years, and I'm sure the fabric has changed over the years.
Oh, it will be fine. It's basically knit. It will handle the same.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Thanks a lot for calling. And Connie in Portage, thank you for calling. And hello to you. Hi, Connie.
Hi. I have a question. I bought an antique quilt at a rummage sale, and I don't sew. And a lot of the little squares are torn and need, I don't know how to do that. And I don't know, are there people who fix that?
Yes, there are people who restore quilts. They're not too great number that I know of. You may want to check at our quilt expo. We have Carol Butsky, who is a certified quilt appraiser. If you happen to see her or make an appointment to see her, she could maybe direct you to someone. Or again, check with your local fabric store. Maybe they know of someone in your area.
The fabric store, okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot for calling. Nancy Zeman, our guest today, producer and host of Sewing with Nancy on Wisconsin Public Television. She's been hosting Sewing with Nancy for 30 years. Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here, talking today about quilts. If you've appreciated lovely garments or gorgeous quilts, if you're like me, I have no idea how to make them, but I certainly appreciate how they look. We're going to be talking about quilts today with Nancy Zeman, host of Wisconsin Public Television, Sewing with Nancy. She's with us until 12:30 to talk about the upcoming Quilt Expo and to talk about her Sewing with Nancy television program going on for 30 years. I hope you'll join in with your questions or comments at 1-800-642-1234. Don't forget our Facebook page. Go to the Larry Mueller Show. You can post a question or comment there and click like while you're there, and we will send you regular updates on upcoming show topics. We'll be back with Nancy right after the news. Quilting is such a wonderful art, and not only does it produce lovely items, but it can also be a social occasion, a way to pass traditions, cultural and family traditions from one generation to the next. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Nancy Zeman has been coming into our homes as the host of Sewing with Nancy for 30 years. Hard to believe, but she's been a companion and teacher for generations of sewers and quilters. And we're happy to have her with us today to talk about those three decades of the programs and also the upcoming Quilt Expo, and that's coming up, that's in Madison, September 6th through the 8th. You may have questions. Are you a sewer or quilter? Have questions about it? Do you have a favorite pattern? What is it? Something that stumped you in your quilting? Give us a call. 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on my Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show. And, of course, we would love to hear from you. And do you get a lot of mail, Nancy? Are there emails or mail, yeah, regular mail, snail mail?
Not too much snail mail any longer. It's all email and Facebook and, you know, the through our blog and all that type of thing. So it's all taken that electronic, most of it is taken electronic viewpoint.
Which actually amounts to, sometimes amounts to a lot, even more than when we had snail mail as the...
Yeah, but you can answer it fairly quickly, and yeah, so it works out fine.
Yeah, it does. And the Quilt Expo this year, some highlights of that you can tell us about?
Oh, absolutely. It's our eighth year, and it's coming, it's this week, oh my goodness, Thursday through Saturday at the Alliance Center. And we have more quilts to show. There's a judged and juried quilt contest. I think every year I say the same thing. It's eye candy, but they're beautiful quilts, over 300 of these quilts. Plus, then we have special exhibits that just by quilt groups or individuals. So there are almost 1,000 quilts, I'd say, hung between the exhibits and the vendors, and it's just a lot to see. One thing that we did last year, we're going to do it one more time this year. It's called Quilt to Give, and we make full-size quilts. And during this, in the atrium, we have sit-and-sew areas. People can come and spend a half an hour, 2 hours, whatever they'd like, and make this one type of quilt, and it's easy to make. And then last year we gave 30 quilts to St. John's Hospital in Joplin, Missouri.
Oh.
And half of them went to their employees who lost their homes, and another 15, which didn't cover many other people, but helped people who lost their homes in their community. So this year, we're looking at doing the same thing, same pattern. If people made it last year, they'll be able to make it again and work together. It's a kind of a team effort. So we're looking for another 30 quilts. And it happens. It's
amazing.
It's amazing, yeah.
Ah, I love what a wonderful, wonderful idea that is. Nancy and Fenimore wondered if there are any separate categories in the Judged Quilt Expo for the computer-guided, the Statler-Stitcher quilts, or are they put in the same category as the hand-guided?
No, they are put in it's called long arm. Kind of a funny term, but there's a greater spanse of in this specialty machine, so there is a category for that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nana in West Allis up next with a question for you. Hi, thank you for calling.
Well, thank you.
And what's on your mind?
Well, I have to shorten everything I buy, the sleeves, the bottom hem, and when I try to do it with the double needle, I always get a ridge in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Well, try loosening your tension. When you have two needles instead of one, the bobbin has to accommodate both needles. So if you slightly loosen the tension, let's say from 5 to 3, then, as an example, you will get rid of that ridge.
Oh, wonderful.
All right.
I've watched your show for years and years.
Well,
I'm an old woman now, and I'm still watching it.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot for calling, and you've learned something else about sewing. I appreciate that very much. Diana in Middleton, hi, thanks for calling.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks for taking my call. I'm calling because I find it always fascinating how color will change the way a quilt appears,
mm-hmm,
when it's together. Can you give us a little bit of an explanation on why the colors have such an effect?
Not only is it color, but it's value of color. And I always find striking quilts, no matter what color combination they are comprised of, if there are light, medium, and dark fabrics intermixed together, you will always have a dramatic quilt. Often quilters work too much within the medium shades. That's what I did for many years, and I couldn't figure out why it doesn't have the punch. So my simplest recommendation is make sure you have these three hues. Then color, of course, warm colors, cool colors, they have definite effects on what we like or don't care for. So a color is very emotional. That what you may like and I may like may be something different, but it's because of the color combination. I can't answer that one as specifically as I can about the light, medium, and dark. Always are a winning combination.
There you go. Thank you so much, Diana, for calling in. Jen in Milwaukee, hello to you.
Hello, Larry. I love your show. I listen to you every day.
Oh, thank you.
I think I saw Nancy 30 years ago when she was going to little fabric shops up in West Bend or somewhere.
When I was 16?
But I have a question. Uh-huh. I have my husband's grandmother made the grandmother's garden, whatever mm-hmm. you call
flower
it.
Flower garden.
Flower
mm-hmm.
garden. And it's been in a box, unfinished. All the squares are put together, the plates, they look like little round plates.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I should just leave it in the box. I don't need it. I don't think my kids care for it. Their grandmother made them, or my husband's grandmother made them. Quilts embroidered and put them all together, and they don't use them. But this is, I suspect it's fragile, and it has all those old prints from the 30s and
sure.
that funny green fabric it
yep.
was put together with, and I don't know what to do with it.
Well, don't discard it.
I wondered if I should have someone hand quilt it. It would cost hundreds of dollars, I suspect, and then put it back in a box.
Well, I would recommend your first thought is to put it, you know, to have someone finish it, because it is a work of art.
It is.
And then I would recommend to display it. You can hang it on a wall, put it on a bed, appreciate it, because your husband's great grandmother didn't want,
yeah.
you know, all the work that was put into it.
Yeah, well, it was
yeah.
one of those things we found in the attic, was never finished, and it's, yeah, it's just one of those things.
Or maybe there would be a relative that you would
no,
have.
No, there isn't. I thought about having it, paying someone to
mm-hmm.
hand quilt it, and I suspect that's probably what I'll continue to follow.
Okay. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it, Jen. And Charlie in Superior, hello to you.
Hello. When I was a little kid, I always thought that these patterns that we found back then in magazines and kits, and now they're downloadable, of course, that they were created by magic. And to this day, I wonder, how are those created, and are the skills necessary to create them the same as they are to sew them, or is that a special skill that only special people can do?
Well, I'm not sure I can answer it exactly, but when quilt patterns are created, they're basically many of them, not all of them, many of them are geometric.
Yeah.
So it's a combination of half square triangles, triangles, or squares, I should say, and various other triangle shapes. It's a creative mind putting together a quilt pattern. The patterns that were available in newspapers and magazines many years ago were definitely created by the same people who made them. And it's, you know, we think that you need a computer to do this. They did it amazingly well with using the basic skills they probably learned in a one-room school.
Exactly.
So
what about for sewing in, as opposed to quilting, like dresses and shirts and things?
Well, sewing, a pattern could be created on a dress form, and that's called draping,
uh-huh.
or flat, and that's called flat pattern. So often today, that's done by two separate individuals. In high fashion, they may drape it more than they use the flat pattern. The average person, average sewer, it's a little trickier to drape and create a pattern, and much easier to buy one. So that is maybe not as common as an art as making a quilt block or quilt pattern today.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. Facebook question from Mary, who says, the first several years, Eleanor Burns was a guest speaker.
Mm-hmm.
She was wonderful. I'm wondering if she will be coming back to the Madison Quilt Expo.
Eleanor is a friend of mine, and I can't twist her arm. I understand traveling, trust me. And she travels so much. And so she is trying to kind of say no to some things. So maybe we'll do a trade. I'll go to California to one of her events, and she can come to Madison to one of mine.
There we go. Sandy in Madison, hello. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Yes, I have a question for Nancy. My daughter found a baby quilt on the Internet, and she wants me to make one like that. And I'm trying to find, is there an easy way to find the pattern instructions for a quilt that you see on the Internet?
Well, this pattern could be an original that you saw, or it could be, it could be an actual pattern to purchase.
Right.
I really can't answer it. I'm trying to think of to research that. I really don't have an answer.
Okay. I thought if I took a picture along with me to the quilt show, would there be...
That's the best answer yet.
Yeah. Well, I've taken it to a couple of quilt stores, and they didn't know what book it would come from.
Uh-huh.
You've got everybody imaginable at the Quilt Expo, so...
I'll just carry the picture around and see if anyone recognizes it or can give me kind of some instructions. I love to quilt, but I need instructions to say how many yards of this. I'm not one of those where I look and I can just buy a half a yard of this and hope it's enough.
So. I understand completely. I think you had the right answer.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right, well, then have a good weekend.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Andy. And by the way, you can join in, too. I have open lines. We'll get you on relatively quickly here at 1-800-642-1234, talking with Nancy Zeman, producer and host of Sewing with Nancy at Wisconsin Public Television, and talking with her about that and also about the Quilt Expo, September 6th through the 8th. So that's right here. Stella in Sturgeon Bay, thanks for calling. Hi.
Hi. I wanted to call in with a suggestion for the caller two callers ago who had the box full of quilt squares from, I believe it was a grandmother or a great-grandmother?
Great-grand, from the 30s.
Okay. When it's put together, if she doesn't have space to display it and if none of her children are interested in it, one possibility might be to donate it to a local history museum where the great-grandmother was from,
nice,
or to the Wisconsin State Historical Society, or possibly a library might have space to display something like that, but I'm sure there are places where it would be deeply appreciated and displayed.
Wonderful thought.
Very good. Very good idea, Stella. Thank you so much.
And I also have a question.
Yeah.
Does Wisconsin Public... We don't have a television. And does Wisconsin Public Television have... Do they stream their programs, or do they archive their programs and have them on the Internet that we could watch your show?
Yes, exactly. Sewing with Nancy. 52 of the most recent shows are streaming online, and you can watch them at www.nancyzeman.com. Zeman is spelled Zieman.
Zieman. Okay. Mm-hmm. And if I go to, is there a website for Wisconsin Public Television?
Yeah.
And would it be would there be a link to your
Yes, a WPT.org.
WPTV?
No, Wisconsin Public Television, WPT.org.
Okay, WPT.org.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, appreciate your call. Bye-bye. And we have some other callers online. Again, you can join us at 1-800-642-1234. And let's turn to Mary in Green Bay. Mary, hi. Mary, are you there? Oh, I guess I lost Mary. Oh, sorry for that. Well, I am sorry for that. The Quilt Expo itself, I want to go back to that for just a minute or two. Give us a few more of the highlights of things that people are going to see at the Expo.
Yes. Well, as I mentioned, there's a vendor space, and it's, I think it's 75,000 square feet of products, the new in products and fabrics and machines. And then there, what's a great part about it is that with your ticket, there are two free stage areas. So for all day long, the stage is, in both stage areas, there are free demonstrations. And I'm just turning my booklet here to look at that. They're 45 minutes in length and such a variety of things. So from 9:15 to 5:15 during each day, you can see a variety from, there's an interesting one about a quilt that built the library.
Ah.
And interesting quilts made just in black and white fabrics. And we even have UW Health there giving some special presentations on balancing, making your plate look like a quilt block, balancing like a half of it is with vegetables and fruit and a little protein, and dividing it in sections just like we divide our quilt blocks. I think that's I've had Gail, who is from UW Health, on
Gail
TV.
Underbaki, I'll bet.
Yes, and she does a great job. And then there's tricks and tips from a quilter's workshop and jelly rolls. Jelly rolls is not something to eat. It's a specialty cut of fabric and what to do with these specialty cuts of fabric. So there's a lot to do just within the vendor area. And then at night we have two special, Thursday evening and Friday evening, two special events that are at 6 o'clock. A New York Times bestselling author, Marie Bostwick, she's going to share stories on how quilting has helped her readers, and how they help us, quilting helps us navigate the roads of life. And then Little Rev, it's scraps of quilting music. And he sings and he tells stories how quilts and quilting, again, help us meet people, interesting people, and little quilting lore with entertainment and song. So I think we have a great lineup of entertainment.
I wonder, is Jennifer Cheverini going to be there this year?
Yes, she is. She's going to be. She's always a popular person. That she's going to do book signings on Thursday and Friday.
Excellent.
So she'll be there.
Mary in Cassville has a comment. Okay. Hello, Mary.
Hello. I just have a quick comment. I'm loving this show. I started making quilts in 2004, mm-hmm. and my husband thought I was crazy. Why are you putting all that work into it? But I fell in love with it. I keep making them, and I just put them on my bed, and I change. And I always just stuffed them in the closet. Well, my dad made me an end table with three sides that are glass. Now I have all my quilts displayed in the living room in this glass case an end table. Oh, the end table's gorgeous, and I just love looking at my quilts all folded up in this.
Yeah.
What a great idea. Hey,
I'm going to pass that along, and, you know, people have quilts, and what do you do with them all? And that's what I do.
Hey, take a picture of that, would you, and post it up on my Facebook page?
Oh, I will do that.
Thanks, Mary.
I would love to see that.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right, thank you. And, Nancy, I think you like that idea as well.
I like it a lot, too. Exactly. You do put all this work into it, and you need to admire your own work.
Absolutely.
I look across and I see all the quilts there. It's just fun.
Well, thank you, Mary.
Thanks, Mary. And here's another Mary. This one from Green Bay. Hi, Mary.
Hi. Nancy, I have a question, please.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for taking my call. About 30 years ago, my mother hand-embroidered the Brides of Baltimore quilt for me.
Oh.
Due to improper storage on my part, Nancy, the quilt has yellowed, and I'm wondering if there's any way you can ever restore the whiteness back.
Oh, yes. Not exactly. I did mention, I know maybe quilt historians wouldn't always agree with this, but you can put it outside on a day like today on a white sheet, put the quilt on top of it, and lay it on your lawn. And
okay.
That will restore some of it. And it's what's happened is it probably was folded in the same manner.
It was.
And if you store in quilts, you know, an acid-free paper, acid-free box, and then periodically refold it. So that
okay.
you're not using the same folds. I somewhat doubt you'll get rid of that yellowing because of the exposure to that area and it being stressed on that fold for maybe years at a time. But give it a try. Sometimes just putting it on a clothesline just to help air it out.
Okay, and so sun exposure is kind of the clue? Okay.
Well, a little bit. Now, I am not have expertise in a lot of quilt restoring. So I'm giving you kind of like the Reader's Digest version of this.
Okay.
So you may want to research, even at a quilt expo, there are people there that are selling antique quilts that you could get more official advice than I'm being able to give you today.
Okay. Okay, thank you so very much.
I just had to put that disclaimer on there.
Okay, thanks. Thanks so much. And Nancy, thank you so
You're
much.
You're welcome, Larry.
Oh, it's such a pleasure always. And Quilt Expo, Madison, September 6th through the 8th. Go online and take a look and see all of the things that you're going to find there at Quilt Expo, and including Nancy, you're going to be there.
Oh, of course.
See, every day, I'll bet.
Yes, yes.
Thanks again, Nancy.
You're welcome, Larry. Bye-bye.
Bye. Nancy Zeevan, producer and host of Sewing with Nancy for 30 years, the past 20 years on Wisconsin Public Television, and that Quilt Expo, lots of people very enthusiastic about it as well. It's always fun to talk about it with her. She knows so much, doesn't she? Thank you for listening. Tomorrow, Scott Craven comes by here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.